From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the program. We've had a great response to our offer of the history of the 1859 revival, written by Dr. Ian Paisley, as featured in our Monday evening programs. Please keep your requests coming in. It pleases us to know that there is an interest in reading of that great movement by God's Holy Spirit over 100 years ago. May that interest drive us to praying that God would do it again. Now we're turning to Mark chapter 8, and we'll read from the verse 34. After we have read, we're going to have the Salvation Army Choir sing for us a Fanny Crosby hymn, Rescue the Perishing. First of all, reading from verse 34 of Mark chapter 8. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake, and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Now here is the hymn, Rescue the Perishing. rescue the perishing. That's a good hymn to lead us into our Bible study today. In the verses 34 to 38 of Mark chapter 8, there are four main thoughts set before us by the Lord Jesus Christ. He speaks of a strange paradox, an apparent contradiction. In the verse 35 he says, "Whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it." And then he speaks of the stark alternative that faces us all. We are either saving our lives or losing our lives. There's no in between. He poses profound questions in the verses 36 and 37. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Now these are questions worthy of the deepest consideration. And then in the verse 38, there is the dreadful consequence if we get these matters wrong. "Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with his holy angels." We want to cover these matters, perhaps not getting all of them covered today, but we will come again to the passage next week. Let's first of all consider the strange paradox, for this is strange language here in the verse 35. "Whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it." Now, the word "save" simply means to keep safe, to preserve, and the word "lose" means to bring to utter ruin. The Saviour says then, "Whosoever will preserve, keep safe, his life shall lose it," shall bring it to utter ruin. On the other hand, "Whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it." I'm sure that it's pretty plain to you that what the Saviour is saying here is that whosoever will go about taking those steps that worldly men believe are sensible steps in order to keep your life safe, to make the most of your life, in actual fact, will result in the ruin of the person who so follows such a program. But on the other hand, if you follow me, the Saviour says, and in the eyes of the world, waste your life by being a Christian and throw away the opportunities of pleasure and comfort and all the things that the world offers, if you throw those all away for the sake of the Saviour and the gospel, Christ says in actual fact, despite what the world may say, you will indeed be saving, preserving your life. I wonder, which category are you in today? Are you engaged in furthering your life according to the thoughts, the notions of the world? Are you grasping with both hands every opportunity of pleasure, of worldly advancement, of worldly and material prosperity, and forgetting all about your soul? Or are you forsaking the world and forsaking sin and forsaking that which is held out to you on the world's platter, and instead following the Lord Jesus Christ, yielding up your heart and your life to him, taking up his cross and following him? If you are doing that, if you are following Christ, then in the eyes of the world you're losing your life. You're wasting your life. I recall an elderly lady. She should have had more sense. Unfortunately, she didn't. But I remember her counseling her granddaughter, who had just got saved. And she said, "Well, It's all right getting saved, I'm sure, but you should have left that until you were much older. You should have employed yourself in your early years, in your youth, to enjoying the world and getting out there into the world and tasting all that it has to offer. And then you could, at some later date, turn to the Lord and get saved. Of course, what she didn't notice as she gave this most wicked advice was that she was advanced in years, but she hadn't turned to the Lord. She, having pursued the world, had been ruined by the world and had no thoughts of turning unto God. How different is the advice given in the Word of God. For while that grandmother thought that her granddaughter was only throwing away her life by becoming a Christian at such an early age, the Bible tells us, and here I read from Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." The verses that follow this verse 1 of Ecclesiastes chapter 12 describes in picturesque terms old age, and how in old age the whole processes of mind and body decline and decay, and it becomes more difficult to cope with the trials of life, and therefore is not a good time to start giving thought to your soul's salvation. Oh, it's in youth we should give thought to the gospel. And even though the world say we are throwing away our lives, in fact we are investing for eternity. Turning unto God is not something that resides within our domain. We can't just turn to God at a time we consider convenient. No, we can only turn to God when God in mercy is calling us and granting that enabling grace to repent and believe the Saviour. What are you engaged in then today? Are you saving your life as far as the world is concerned? Or are you losing your life as far as the world is concerned, but in truth saving your life? For you have given up all for Christ. You have cast away whatever this world might appear to offer you, and you're trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll return to this subject next week. Do remember our program tonight. I do hope that you tune in and join with us. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His Word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.